Bump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. You'll play for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
Nebraska. The sign on the outside of town says, welcome to the Welch capital of the Great Plains. That's what their claim to fame is here in Wymore. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. We're at Wymore Southern High School this afternoon for the Pioneer Conference Championship Games, the third-place consolation game between Pawnee City and Fall City Sacred Heart. That'll be followed with Johnson Brock and EMF playing for the championship later this afternoon. Well, it's been a busy week of sports here on Sunny 101.3. We had coverage of the ECNC tournament on Tuesday and Thursday of this week. Johnson County Central came out on top as the champions of the ECNC. Last night we had high school football for you. The Syracuse Rockets got the win over the Auburn Bulldogs. And this afternoon we're back on the air once again, this time with Pioneer Conference Volleyball Championship Volleyball. As I said, I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play, working with Kurt Kilman this afternoon. Kurt is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, and those of you that have been following us over the years might remember Scott Cox, our longtime board operator, the late Scott Cox. He's been gone for a couple of years now. He always liked to sign us on with an Elvis song, and Kurt did that this afternoon. A little bit of Don't Be Cruel from Elvis makes this old announcer smile here just a little bit, Kurt. Did notice one thing, and this will be of interest to the Johnson Brock fans. The Johnson Brock boys have made it into the football playoffs. They got a big win Thursday night over Lord Central Catholic, 28-22. We know now that the Johnson Brock boys will be playing at 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon at home. They'll be hosting North Platte St. Pat's, and Blaine Behrens will be joining me for the broadcast. We'll have live coverage of that for you right here on Sunny 101.3, the pregame show. Well, they're around 3:40 with the kickoff at 4 o'clock. Again, that'll be live from Johnson this coming Thursday afternoon. Playoff football, Johnson Brock, and I believe the St. Pat's Irish, they are called, North Platte St. Patrick's. Right now, though, we turn our attention to Pioneer Conference volleyball. As we said, two matches for you this afternoon, beginning with Pawnee City and Sacred Heart playing in the third-place consolation match. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this. Right after a two-minute break, you're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wymore, Nebraska. Southern High School, home of the Southern Raiders. Pioneer Conference volleyball coming up. As we said, the Pawnee City Indians and the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's take a look at how they got here. Pawnee City open tournament play with a win over Nebraska City Lords. Bit of an upset there. Lords was the number two seed in the tournament. Pawnee City got the wins 25-15, 25-14. And then they fell to Johnson Brock in the semifinals, 25-23, 31-29, and that puts them in this third-place game. The Sacred Heart Irish opened the tournament with a win over the HTRS Titans, 25-15, 25-21. Then they fell to EMF, dropping the game to EMF, I believe, in three. That was 25-17, 25-18, and 25-18. So that's where we are. Pawnee City and Sacred Heart getting ready to do battle for the third-place honors. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, they're coached by Coach Jordan Amundson. They are 8-14 on the season. They'll go with Daniil Guerra at the libero. Emelise Gatula is an outside hitter. Kinsley Benson, a junior right-side hitter. Hazley Rauner is the setter. Haley Plager will get the start today in place of Maddie Osborne. Osborne not here for the competition this afternoon, so Haley Plager in the starting lineup for Pawnee City. And to round out the starters, it'll be Addie Sisko. She is a junior and an outside hitter. As we said, the Indians 8-14 on the season. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish. They come in here 14-14 on the year. Their head coach is Emma Ebel. They'll go with Isabel Nussbaum. Nussbaum is 5'8 and a junior. Bailey Lemron, just a freshman at 5'7. Daisy Witt, a 5'7 senior. Dorothy Krause, 5'7 and a junior. Ryan Westengard, a 5'7 sophomore. And Haley Jones is 5'9 and a junior. Those are the starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. Not sure if we're going to have a national anthem here or not. Don't see any sign of it right now. Apparently, we're just going to get ready to go and get right after it. Both teams coming out onto the floor for introductions. Again, we're live tonight, this afternoon from Wymore Southern High School. Yes, we are going to do a national anthem, so we'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Hello Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Final few bars of our national anthem here at Wymore Southern. Going to ask a favor of you right now, folks listening in around the Sacred Heart listening area and all around Pawnee County and Pawnee City. Try to think of someone, if you could, that might not be aware that this afternoon's game is being broadcast. Perhaps some grandparents or an aunt or an uncle or a first cousin, whoever might be interested in hearing this volleyball game. Why not grab your cell phone, give them a call right now. Tell them they can tune in to Sunny 101.3 out of Fall City for tonight's live broadcast this afternoon. Also, if they've got a cell phone, they can download the MSC Radio app. That's easy to do. Just go to your favorite app store. MSC Radio is the name of the app. Download it to your phone, and you can be just two clicks away from using your phone as a radio to listen to the broadcast. The broadcast also available on several platforms. You can listen in on your computer laptop at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the list of stations when you click that Listen Live drop-down box. So lots of ways you can hear this afternoon's broadcast here from Wymore. Getting set for the introduction of the starting lineups over the public address system, it gives us a moment to remind you that this live coverage of Pioneer Volleyball is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Albert Dunn and Burns, Sherry's Kitchen and Bath, as well as Heller Martial Arts, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City, by Metzger Construction, and by the Little Brown Jug, Angie in Pawnee City, helping to present the broadcast. Little Brown Jug, proudly supporting the Pawnee City Girls Volleyball. Well, we've met the starters here from Pawnee City. Now we turn our attention to the Irish. Nice little turnout of fans here from both the Pawnee City and the Sacred Heart on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I believe the temperature was 72 degrees when I walked into the building. Bright sunshine, no wind. Good afternoon for fishing. Would not be surprised if we don't have a few listeners listening in from the combines this afternoon. On the drive out here to Wymore, I saw a lot of people in the field picking corn. So if you're in the combine, we're glad you decided to spend your afternoon radio listening with us here for volleyball. Coming up after this, it'll be Johnson Rock and Exeter Milligan Friend for the championship. That's scheduled for 4 o'clock, but of course, it all depends on how long this first match goes. We do play the best of five here, so if it would happen to go five sets, we obviously would not get started at 4 o'clock. We'll just keep you posted as we go along. All right, we've met the starters. Teams are getting their final instructions from their head coaches, Jordan Amundson from Pawnee City and Emma Ebel of Fall City Sacred Heart. Again, the records, Sacred Heart 14-14, Pawnee City 8-14. These teams met back on September 23rd in a best-of-three series, and Sacred Heart took that one 2-1, two sets to one. Sacred Heart got the win back in September over Pawnee City. Again, it's worth pointing out here for Pawnee City that they are playing without Maddie Osborne. Maddie not here today. Haley Pligger starting in her place for the Indians this afternoon. The official has his lineup cards out here, making sure everybody's in the right spot. The final checks, and we're going to be underway very shortly. Again, a reminder, we'll have high school football for you Thursday afternoon next week, 4 o'clock kickoff from Johnson. Johnson Rock hosting North Platte, St. Pat's. They are called the Patriots, we found out. Thank you, Kurt Kilman, for doing a little research for us. Now we're ready to get underway. Serving for Pawnee City, Kelly Hartman in to serve it. And we're set to go. Hartman, ready to serve away. We are underway. Clears the net to the back row, picked up. They pass it forward to D.C. Witt. The flip goes over the net. Got it into the back row, and the point goes to the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish go up 1-0. Back serving now for the Irish will be D.C. Witt. D.C. just flipped that one over the net to start things off very quickly. D.C. Witt to serve. In the back row in the center, says to Neil Guerra. There's the serve picked up in the back row. Pass it forward across court in the middle. Emily's Gatula with the kill. Gatula with her first kill of the night. As Emily's Gatula got that on the first swing and got it to drop. So the service goes back to Pawnee City. Kinsley Benson serving for the Indians. Benson to serve, waiting to return it. Ryan Westengard sits in the center in the back row. Picked up, forward to Witt. Witt with a little dink over the net, couldn't get it down, but into the net. Net violation on the Irish. Point goes to Pawnee City. Indians up 2-1 here early in set number one. Again, serving for the Indians, Kinsley Benson, the junior right side hitter. Benson serves to the end of the net. Service error. Just caught the top of the tape. You could hear a collective oh from the Pawnee City fans to our left here. Now serving for Sacred Heart will be Dorothy Krause. Krause at the service line for the Irish. All even at two apiece here in set number one. Krause drops it into the back corner left side. They set it across. Big swing on the attack for Ashlyn Pujala. Couldn't get it down. Here's Jones on the attack, and Jones will have the kill for the Sacred Heart Irish, Ellie Jones with her first kill of the match. And the Irish go up top now 3-2 here in set number one. Once again, serving for the Irish, Dorothy Krause. Krause to serve it. Gira in the back row next to Benson. There's the serve. Benson receives the serve, passes forward to the center. They'll set it to Emily's Gatula. Gatula with a big attack from the right side inside the antenna. Couldn't get it. Jones returns it, puts it across to the far side. Saved from going into the bleachers and a free ball. Comes back to the Irish. Westengaard with the pass to Witt. Back set to the right side to Westengaard. Westengaard with the attack. Couldn't get it down. Swing by Puhala. Won't go. Witt is there to pick it up. Westengaard tips it over on the dink. Not, won't fall. There's Gatula with the swing. And the kill by Haley Plager. Haley Plager has her first kill of the match this afternoon. We're even at three apiece. That was a long rally. They were at it for a long time on that one. Kemper Sipple, a freshman, in now on the front row on the left side, along with Dacey Witt and with Jones. Back row, Westengaard receives the serve, passes to Witt. The set to Jones. Jones with a huge swing, blocked away nicely at the net, and will have a net violation on Jones. Point goes to the Pawnee City Indians. 4-3 now. Indians up. Serving is Emily's Gatula. Gatula with the service. And a service error just long outside the back line. Couldn't get it to drop. Point goes to the Irish. We're even once again at four apiece. Irish designated as the home team on the scoreboard here at Wymore Southern. Serving is Westengaard for the Irish to the back row. Handled by Benson, mishandled, and it'll be an ace service there for Westengaard. Westengaard with the ace for the Irish. 5-4, Sacred Heart up early here in set number one of the Pioneer Conference Consolation Bracket third place game. Westengaard, tough serve, overpass. Jones there with a kill, an overpass, and they set Ellie Jones up. You can't give her the ball like that. She'll kill it every time. Jones with an easy kill there, her second kill. Back serving again is Westengaard. Westengaard drops it to the back row. Not able to get under it was Kinsley Benson, and an ace serve for Westengaard. Westengaard with a pair of aces here now. Substitute off the bench, Kaylee Turnbull checks in. Turnbull in replacing Kinsley Benson now for Pawnee City. Turnbull winds up in the back row. Back here next to Gira. Westengaard to serve. Ryan Westengaard to the back row. Just got it back to where they had to play it. Across court set to the left side. The attack there is Ashley Puhala. Ball drops on the Sacred Heart side and adjusts at the net. And the point is going to go to Pawnee City. 7-5 your score now. Pawnee City up by two. Sacred Heart up by two. I misspoke. Serving is Plager now for the Pawnee City Indians. Westengaard in the back row chases after it. They try for the save. Can't get there. And it'll be an ace serve for Rauner. Ainsley Rauner has the ace on that service. Like I said, it was Plager back there, but that's Rauner serving. 7-6. Irish up by one. Set number one. Rauner serves to the back row. Dorothy Krause forward to Witt. Set to Jones. Jones a little too strong on it. No touch. Ball is out. Point goes to Pawnee City. Tied at 7-7 now here in set number one. Still serving, Ansley Rauner. Just a freshman. Rauner service to the back. Westengaard receives. Passes it forward to Witt. Witt with the set. And on the attack was C.J. Chisel. Couldn't get it down. Free ball comes across. Unable to handle it. The ball goes across and out the back line. And the point goes to Pawnee City. Indians up now 8-7. They've retaken the lead. They were down 7-5 a moment ago. Three straight points. Here's Rauner set to serve again for the Indians. In the back row, Tistel passes it forward to the near side. Isabel Newsbaum with the attack. It won't go. Dug out in the back row. Passes it forward. A free ball put across by Taylor Blecka. Has a huge swing and a kill for Sacred Heart's Kyler Sipple. Sipple, just a freshman, 5'8", has her first kill of the afternoon. in now to serve for the Irish is Bailey Lemrond. She'll come in and replace Jones. Lemrond at the service line now for the Irish. Lemrond into the net. Service error. Point Pawnee City. 9-8. The lead is one for the Irish now. Serving for the Indians, Ashlyn Puhala. She serves from the back right corner on the far side of the gymnasium here. Puhala with the jump serve into the back row. Picked up by Kraus. Overpass. Put down by Cisco. Couldn't get it. Overpass the other way. Witt with a big swing. It wouldn't fall. There's an attack and a kill by Kinsley Benson. Benson's first kill of the match. 10-8, our score now here in set number one. Pawnee City up by two. Serving for the Indians, Ashlyn Puhala. Puhala service deep to the back row. Picked up back there. Again, the pass comes to Witt. Witt with a set across on the near side. And we're going to have a net violation on Pawnee City. And the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart back within one now. They're trailing Pawnee City 10-9 here in the first set. Serving for the Irish will be Emerson Courtney, a 5'5 junior, the libero. There's Courtney's service. Set forward. Big swing and attack. And they got the ball back over the net. Cisco picks it up. Set for Cisco. Cisco with the attack, and she'll have the kill. Addie Cisco's first kill of the afternoon for the Pawnee City Indians. Now serving for Pawnee City will be Danielle Guerra. Guerra, a junior. She is the libero. Guerra ready to come forward. The flat-footed service. Dorothy Kraus tries to handle it. Weston Guard gives chase and can't get there. Guerra gets an ace serve. Makes it now 12-9. Pawnee City up by three over the Irish here in the first set of the Pioneer Conference third-place consolation game. Danielle Guerra with the service to the back row. Weston Guard receives the serve, passes it forward to Witt. There's an attack and a tip over the net. And the kill goes to Isabel Newsbaum, her first kill of the afternoon. Point goes to the Irish. Newsbaum now to serve for Sacred Heart. 12-10, Pawnee City up by two here, leading the Irish by two in the first set. Weston Guard service to the back row. Almost would have been out, but they played it. They'll send it across to Gatula. Emily Gatula on the attack to the back row. They chase after. She'll get the kill. Kinsley Benson, rather. My apologies. That was Benson with the kill. Kinsley Benson. This is a fast-moving sport, folks. If I look down for 1 second, I lose track of who took a swing at it. Benson and Gatula both have those long ponytails side by side, and they look an awful lot alike from across the court. Serving is Shayla Puhala. Puhala with an ace serve coming forward to try and get to it was Newsbaum. Could not get there, and Shayla Puhala has the ace. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart, 14-10. Pawnee City leads it in the first set. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Pawnee City out to an early lead here over the Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish beat Pawnee City 2 out of 3 sets back on September 23rd. And as I understand, a couple of those weren't even close, like 25-7, 25-9. But right now, Pawnee City is up. There's the serve to the back row. Weston Guard gives chase. Can't get to it. And another ace serve for the Indians. Shayla Puhala with the ace. 15-10 now. Pawnee City up by 5. Shayla Puhala serving. She's a senior. Picked up by Kraus in the back row. They pass it forward to Witt. A big swing on the near side on the attack as Weston Guard couldn't get it down. Free ball comes across. They'll set Weston guard again. No, this time they set for the right side. And an attack error on the right side for D.C. Witt. Put it into the net. Point goes to Pawnee City. We've got another timeout taken by the Irish. 16-10. Pawnee City up by six. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
There's Full Hall, a serve picked up in the back row by Krause. A set on the near side to Weston guard. A dink goes over, can't get it down. Swing, an attack by Gatula. Gatula puts it to the back corner. They dug it out, a free ball back to Pawnee City. Again, they're going to set it into the middle. This time to the near side for Plager, and a swing on the right arrow. Won't go down, dug out in the back row. Free ball comes back to Pawnee City. Was set to the middle. The dink goes across. She found the donut hole. Oh, they saved it. Got it out. Dug out nicely on the ground. Gatula with the swing and the kill. Emily Gatula with her second kill of the afternoon has now put Pawnee City up 17-10 here over the Sacred Heart Irish. Serving for the Indians is going to be Shayla Puhala once again, and this time the ball goes into the net, a service error, and the point to the Irish. Jones back into the lineup in the front row now. Jones comes in, replacing Bailey Limrond. 17-11, Pawnee City up by six. D.C. Witt serving for the Irish to the back row. Gira digs it out, the set to the far side to Plager. Plager with the attack. It doesn't go. Into the middle, Weston guard. Weston guard with a touch. And she'll get, no, it's out. They say no touch. Weston guard was asking for the touch, couldn't get it. Point goes to Pawnee City. 18-11, Indians up. Kinsley Benson serving for Pawnee City. Service error into the net. Benson will come to the bench. In to replace her goes Kaylee Turnbull back onto the floor. Turnbull to play in the back row. Krause will be serving for the Irish, Dorothy Krause at the service line, and dropped it in the back left corner, just caught the line in the back corner. Gatula and Turnbull were watching it in disbelief, thinking that thing was going to be out, and they got it to drop. That'll be an ace serve for Dorothy Krause. All right, Krause for her second serve. 18-13 now, Irish down by five with Dorothy Krause serving. Krause, oh, a service error. It's going to be long, just outside the back corner, very close to where she put the last one. This one just dropped out of there. Emerson Courtney, the libero, checks back into the lineup for the Irish, replacing Isabel Newsbaum. Serving, Emily Gatula for Pawnee City. Gatula puts it into the back row, Witt with a set in the middle for Weston guard, and Weston guard will get the kill. Nice job dipping that one across right in the center. Back to serve now. Again, it'll be Ryan Westengaard at the service line. Westengaard, good hard serve to the back row. They're going to set to the right side, down to the corner, and it's long, just out. Haley Plager on the attack, looking for that right rear corner. Could not quite drop it in. It was just a matter of inches that it was out of there. And the point goes to the Irish, 19-15. Sacred Heart back within four. Ryan Westengaard serving for Sacred Heart. Westengaard, they set it forward. There's a dink from the center. Got it across and got it to fall. That was a nice move by Shayla Puhala. Puhala is the setter. She put that one across and kind of caught the Irish sleeping there just a little bit. Taylin Blecka is back onto the floor now and replacing Haley Plager. She'll come and play in the front row. Serving is Rauner for the Indians. Rauner back to serve. 20-15. Pawnee City up by five here in set number one of the Pioneer Tournament. D.C. Witt will set it to the near side. The set goes to Isabel Newsbaum. She just puts it over with a soft touch. Again, whiff with a set. This time again, the news bomb. News bomb put a little more power on that one. Couldn't get it down. And now a swinging error and an attack error on Talen Blecka for Pawnee City. Point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart battling their way back into this. They're back within four now, 20-16. Pawnee City up by four in this first set. Serving for the Irish is Dacey Witt. Witt with the serve to the back row. Pass comes forward. On the attack, right side. Attack by Puhala. Excellent Puhala. Picked up in the back. Oh, and a little miscommunication there as the Irish had two girls standing right under the ball, and neither of them played it. It dropped between them. Point goes to Pawnee City, 21-16. Indians back up by five. Aislinn Puhala serving for the Indians. Here's Puhala's jump serve. Into the net. Service error, point Irish. Back in comes the libero. Emerson Courtney into the lineup. Courtney checks in, replacing Kemper Sippel. And Emerson Courtney, 5'5 junior libero, will be serving now for the Irish. There's her jump serve to the back row. Drop down. Three ball comes across. Return on the attack. Dug out in the back. And now the attack the other direction from Pawnee City by Rauner. Three ball is put across by Witt. Indians with the setup. Looking for Cisco. No, they'll come to the right side instead. A big swing by Talen Blecka, but a hitting error. It's too long. Goes out of bounds. And the point goes to the Irish. 21-18, Sacred Heart. They've trailed by as much as six. They're back within three now. 21-18, serving Emerson Courtney. Going to have a timeout taking Pawnee City. 21-18, Indians lead it here in set number one. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick-to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast of volleyball is Mead Lumber. Building Communities, Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. Well, it's been a struggle for the Irish here so far. They have trailed throughout most of the way. Pawnee City maintaining 4-6 point lead. Irish have now pulled back to within three at 21-18. Serving for Sacred Heart is Emerson Courtney. Here's Courtney's jump serve. Deep into the corner, base left side. Set comes to Addie Cisco. Free ball put across by Cisco. And they're not able to handle it. Courtney was looking, standing back there looking at Westengard. They looked at each other and the ball dropped between them. A little bit of a communication issue now on back-to-back returns there by the Irish. And they gave up another valuable point. 22-18. Pawnee City up by four. Danielle Gira, the libero, serving for the Indians. Gira's service drops to the back row to Kraus, passes it forward to Witt. Set on the far right side. The swing is long. Isabel Newsbaum on the attack. An attacking error. It went out on the left line. Point goes to Pawnee City. Indians 2 points away from taking set number one. Danielle Gira serving once again for the Indians. Witt at the line, sets it up on the left side, just inside the pin by Dorothy Kraus. Kraus gets the swing and the kill. Dorothy Kraus picks up the kill there for the Irish, and now it's 23-19. Isabel Newsbaum serving for Sacred Heart. There's Newsbaum service. Back row picked up. They put it forward. A set goes across to Benson. Benson a little wrong, no touch. Point goes to the Irish. Benson's attack that time was just long on the back line. The Irish tried everything they could to swing at it, but they did not touch the ball. Newsbaum serving down by five. This will be, I got to get things corrected here. All right, 23-20. That's our score. They put the point up on the wrong side a moment ago. 23-20, Irish down by three. Newsbaum serving for Sacred Heart. They'll set Gatula at the front line. On the attack is Gatula. It's out. It's long. Point Irish. Sacred Heart within two, 23-21 now here in the first set. Timeout's going to be taken by Pawnee City, so we'll step aside for half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Sunny 101.3.
23-21, Pawnee City leading Sacred Heart here in set number one, Pioneer Conference Tournament, third place consolation game. Irish are serving. When we go back to live action, Isabel Newsbaum at the service line. Newsbaum ready to come forward. Down by two. Here's her serve. Back row right corner, Gatula receives the serve. They pass it forward. The swing on the right side, the attack from Blecka. It won't go. An attack now by Dorothy Krause. That won't drop. And the ball falls. The kill's going to go to Dorothy Krause. Looked for all the world like Pawnee City can play that one, and they just stood there and watched the ball fall to the floor. 23-22. Irish back within one now. Isabel Newsbaum trying to serve the Irish to a win here. Serves to the back. Picked up on the back row by Guerra. They pass it forward. And that's a big swing by Benson. Benson can't get it. Near side, Dorothy Krause with the attack. It won't fall. Dug out nicely. Here's Benson again with a little dink over the line. And Benson's going to get the kill. Kinley Benson, her third kill of the afternoon. Makes it 24-22. This is set point for Pawnee City. Shayla Puhala, the libero, a senior, serving for set point. 24-22, Pawnee City. Here's Puhala's service. Dorothy Krause passes forward to Witt. Witt sets Westengaard. Westengaard with just a little tip over the net. Tipped back by Gatula. Free ball. Now they set the far side and a swing and a touch and a kill. Point goes to the Irish. The kill for D.C. Witt, her second. 24-23. This will be the second set point for Pawnee City. D.C. Witt will be serving for the Irish. Went to serve. Back row received. They pass it forward. They're going to try and set it to Plager. Plager, attack across, picked up in the back. Witt sets it to Jones. Jones is going to get the kill. Jones with the kill, her third of the match. And we're tied at 24-all. So the Irish have battled from behind to get right back in this thing. Daisy Witt, the 5'7". Senior serving for the Irish. We're tied to 24. Here's Witt's service. Drops to the back row, left side. Received by Gatula. They pass it forward to Plager. Plager on the hitting error. Put it into the net, and the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart set point now. 25-24. Serving, D.C. Witt. There's the service. Just clears the net. Puhala sets it in the middle to Gatula. And there, the kill for Emily Gatula. Gatula gets the kill. She's a junior outside hitter. And that evens us back up once again at 25-all. Now Kaylee Turnbull comes in to serve here, replacing Kinsley Benson for Pawnee City. Kaylee Turnbull to serve it. All tied at 25 apiece, set number one. Back row Westengaard picks it up, passes forward. Jones will just tip it across. Did not take a swing at it. Puhala sets it across. Here's a swinging error by Ashlyn Puhala into the net. Attack error. Point, Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart with their second set point of the match. They're up 26-25. Dorothy Krause back serving. There's Krause's serve. Into the net. Service error. Evens us back up at 26-all. Boy, this is a battle. We're going to be here all afternoon at this rate. Serving will be Emily Gatula. Gatula to serve for Pawnee City. Even at 26 apiece. Back row Krause passes forward Witt. Witt sets to Westengaard. Westengaard on the attack. It won't go down. Dug out in the back row on the other side of swing. Here's the big attack by Ashlyn Puhala. It doesn't go. Tipped across and the tip put down by D.C. Witt. She'll get the kill. Witt caught him sleeping. She found the donut hole in the middle of the defense. Dacey Witt, very observant, saw an open spot in the middle of the floor and tipped it over the net. Set point. Sacred Heart, 27-26, Irish lead. Ryan Westengaard serving for the Irish. And a service error into the net. So frustrating for the girls here. We've had service errors going both directions. Back into the lineup for Pawnee City. Rauner checks back in, as does Taylan Bleka. Serving. It'll be Rauner. She's just a freshman, the setter. All tied at 27 apiece. This first set going on forever. Rauner to the back row. Kraus receives the set. They put it to the right side to Jones. Jones with the tip. Got it over. Ellie Jones, her fourth kill of the set. Checking back in for the Irish is Bailey Lemron. She'll come in for Jones here now to serve. Set point. Sacred Heart. They're up 28-27 with Bailey Lemron serving. Lemron serve. It clears the net to the back row. They're going to send Sisko in the middle. Nope. Free ball came across. Tipped over. Now we'll see who Witt sets. She'll set it on the right side. Ball was tipped over. They got it down. They killed the D.C. Witt, her fourth. And that is the set to the Irish. 29-27. Sacred Heart takes set number one. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back in our two-minute break. I'm sorry. This will be a two-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to upgrade your kitchen or bath? Come see us at Topps Tile and More in Falls City, now at our brand new location on Stone Street. We specialize in kitchen countertops, vanity tops, and more, with more styles, more variety, and more to love. No need to drive to the big city. Get competitive prices right here at home. Call Aaron today at 402-801-7518 for your free quote. And let's bring your vision to life. Topps Tile and More. Local quality, big time results. Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of Pioneer Conference Volleyball is brought to you in part by Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, also by Albert Insurance, Halbert and Dunn, Sherry's Kitchen and Bath, as well as Heller Martial Arts, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design Company, that's Nicole Witt in Paul City, Metzger Construction, and by Angie at the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, helping to present this afternoon's coverage of Pioneer Conference Volleyball. Well, the first set goes to the Irish, 29-27. Lots of extra points there, and Pawnee City actually led that first set throughout the majority of the way, and then Sacred Heart crept up on the end and got it, 29-27. So, we're ready to move to set number two. This is the third-place consolation game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. We're live at Wymore Southern High School. My name is Randy Gatula. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer this afternoon back at the MSC Sports Network headquarters, Sunny 101.3 Studios. And we're ready to get underway for set number two. Later this afternoon, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats, will play for the championship of this conference tournament. We'll stay right here and have coverage of that one for you also. All right. Dacey Witt will serve it and start things off here for the Irish. Witt at the service line. All even up as we start set number two in the back row. Picked up and passed forward. Set to Gatula with the kill. Emily Gatula, that's her fourth kill of the match. First kill of the set. Puts Pawnee City up 1-0 here early. In to serve will be Shayla Puhala, a senior. She is their setter. Puhala serve. Dig picked up in the back room. Weston guard set to Jones. Jones with a big attack. They tried to save it. Got into the net, and Jones will get the kill. That's her fifth kill of this match. Even at one apiece now. Irish back to serve. Serving is going to be Dorothy Krause is serving now for the Irish. There's Krause's serve. Puhala with a set to Gatula. Gatula puts it down. Oh, nice dig. An overpass. The ball is saved. A free ball comes back. They're going to set it across to Benson. Benson got blocked back. They still dig it out. Great job by Garrett to save it and put a free ball across. There's a set to Jones. Jones with a huge swing. Chasing it down in the corner is Puhala to Gira. Gira puts a free ball across. Westengaard passes it to Witt. Witt with the set to the right side and the swing. And no, it's too long. Kemper Sipple on the attack, and Sipple just a little bit too much gunpowder on that one, and it went into the back line just outside the back row. Point Pawnee City. Indians up now 2-1. We just lost our scoreboard here. There's the service to the back. And a save and a free ball is put across by the Irish. They'll set Gatula in the middle with the swing. And a free ball comes right back. Gira. Again, they're going to set it into the middle. This time to the right side to Plager. Plager on the attack. It won't go down. Now Jones with the attack. And she got it in the back corner. Jones put it down in the back corner. Jones has six kills in this match. We should be even at two apiece now. We lost the score clock there for a little bit. The scoreboard went black on us. Yep, they've got it up correctly. It's two apiece right now. And Westengaard, Ryan Westengaard. And here is the service. Westengaard put it into the back row. A free ball comes back to the Irish. Krause passes it forward to Witt. Witt will set it into the middle. And there's a swing and the kill by Isabel Nussbaum. Nussbaum with her second kill of the afternoon. Nussbaum did a great job there in the middle. Dropped it right in the donut hole between the defenders. 3-2, Irish up by one. Ryan Westengaard serving for Sacred Heart. Irish lead it 1-0. Westengaard with a strong serve saved in the back row. It'll be a free ball that comes back to the Irish. Jones with a pass over to Witt to the right side. There's a swing and a kill by Kemper Sipple. Kemper Sipple, just a freshman over there, 5'8 freshman, but a big arm on that right side. The freshman put it down. Interesting, there are, I think, 18 kids on this roster for Sacred Heart. I believe I counted 12 of them are freshmen. Unbelievable. Very young roster. There's Pawnee City with the big swing that's out on the back row. The hitting error there by Ashlyn Puhala just long, so the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart goes up by 3-5-2. Ryan Westengaard continues to serve here for the Irish. Westengaard serves to the back row just outside the line. Too long. Just too powerful back there. The point goes to Pawnee City on the service error. Now it's going to be Emily Gatula serving for Pawnee City. Gatula serves into the back row. Dug out. A free ball comes back to the Indians. There's a set to the left side and a swing. The attack by Ashlyn Puhala is too long. Attack error out is out long. Point goes to the Irish. 6-3 now. Irish up. Checking in for Sacred Heart. Bailey Lemron comes in replacing Jones to serve. Lemron will serve for the Irish. Sacred Heart up 6-3 in the second set. Lemron served to the back row. Set in the middle to Addie Sisko. Sisko with the kill. Addie Sisko's second kill of the afternoon. Right at the center of the net. She put it off the block and dropped it down. In to serve for Pawnee City. Rauner checks in. Ainsley Rauner, a freshman and a setter. will come in to serve. Pawnee City trailing 6-4. Here's Rauner served to the back row. Krause receives, passes to Witt. Witt pushes forward. There's an attack that's over. Won't drop down, but over by Newsbaum. Newsbaum with the block, and it falls on the Irish side. The point goes to Pawnee City. Indians giving the Irish a battle here this afternoon. They lost 2-1 back on September 23rd. Pushed Sacred Heart to a 29-27 score here in the first set. Irish got the win, but barely. Pawnee City on the service. In the back row, Witt picks it up. They'll set Witt on the left side. Witt got a touch, I think. Yes, she did. It went out, but it was touched at the net, so the kill goes to Dacey Witt. On Witt, that's her fifth kill of the afternoon. 7-5. Irish back up by 2 here in this second set. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the action for you. Kurt Kilman back at the Sunny Studios, our producer-engineer. Here's Emerson Courtney on the serve. Courtney gets it across to the back. Here's a big attack from the left side that's blocked back, but a net violation. The attack came from Table and Blecka. The Irish were there for the block, but they got into the net, and the net violation awards the point to Pawnee City. Indians back within one now, 7-6. Aislinn Puhala to serve it for Pawnee City. Nice crowd here on hand for a Saturday afternoon game on a beautiful day. Aislinn Puhala to the back row. Ryan Westengaard receives it. They set Dorothy Krause. Krause with a big swing. It's too long. Krause was just inside the antenna on the left side and knocked it out in the back corner on the right side. It had to go all the way across the playing surface and still landed out. Now serving is Aislinn Puhala for Pawnee City. We're tied at 7 apiece here in set number 2. Puhala nicks the net on the serve, got it to drop over. There's a little dink and a kill by Isabel Newsbaum. Newsbaum's third kill of the afternoon. That puts Sacred Heart back up by 1 at 8-7. Newsbaum will serve. Isabel Newsbaum, 5'8 junior, serving for the Sacred Heart Irish. Newsbaum service, jump serve, right back corner. Gatula receives it. There's Cisco with an attack of the net. It doesn't go. Now they set Dorothy Krause. Krause got it off the block and got the kill. Dorothy Krause, her third kill of the afternoon. She's got an ace and 3 kills. Isabel Newsbaum continues to serve for the Irish. Sacred Heart up by 2, 9-7. Here's Newsbaum's jump serve. Picked up in the back row. They pass it forward. Set across to Benson. Benson with a huge attack. There's Cisco trying to get the block. A free ball's going to come across for the Irish. Newsbaum passes forward to Witt. Witt sets it to Newsbaum. Newsbaum just puts a free ball across the net. To the left side, the set. That's to Gatula, or Benson rather, and Benson got the kill. My apologies to Kinsley Benson and Emily's Gatula. I am constantly mixing those two girls up over here across the way. They just look so much alike with those hairdos. One wears 5, the other wears 7. That should be a clue for me, shouldn't it? Here's Kira serving from the back row for Pawnee City. There's a little tip, and now Witt comes back with it on the kill. And what's the official say? Point goes to Sacred Heart. Net violation, Pawnee City. 10-8. Irish up by 2. They lead 1-0 here. They took set number 1, 29-27. Now the official is calling the captain over here from the Irish to visit with them for just a minute. The up official having some type of a lengthy discussion. Coach Emma Ebel shrugging her shoulders over here as if to say, I don't know what that's about. In any event, it's been resolved, and the Irish will serve with Dacey Witt at the service line. Sacred Heart up 10-8 here in the second set. They'll set it across for Benson. Kinley Benson with the attack. Couldn't get it. Now Witt will set it in the middle to Westengaard. Westengaard with a huge swing and got the kill. Ryan Westengaard, her first kill of the afternoon. She's got a couple of ace serves. Stepping back to serve for the Irish will be Dacey Witt. 11-8. Irish up by 3 here in set number 2. Witt. Ooh. A rocket ship for a serve, and that's going to be an ace. Dacey Witt got the ace to fall. She put that one on a very low trajectory, barely cleared the net, and then dropped right in front of the back row. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. Irish up in set number 2, 12-8. We're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, after trailing throughout most of that first set, the Sacred Heart Irish managed to come back and escape with a 29-27 win in set one. Here in set number two, the Irish are up by four now, 12-8 they lead it. Sacred Heart will be serving when play is resumed. D.C. Witt will be at the service line for the Irish. Later this afternoon, Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Fred in the championship. We'll have that for you, too, right here. Here's D.C. Witt served to the back row. Benson digs it out of the back row. They're going to sit Benson on the left side. Benson on the attack, couldn't get it. Ball is dug out over here by Courtney. Now set on the right side and a little tip. Free ball comes back to the Irish. Newsbaum chases it down. Wessengard sets Jones. Jones with the swing. Off the block. Picked up on the back line. Free ball is going to come across by Benson, but it's too long. On the back line, no touch. Pawnee City asking for a... Well, now, wait a minute. They're asking for a touch here. There's a couple of subs coming in. They're going to say no touch. The point goes... No, hey, now they've overruled it. There was a touch. I thought so. Touch by the Irish. The point goes to Pawnee City. It's 12-9. There was a lot of back and forth on that one. Serving for the Indians is Shayla Puhala. D.C. Witt on the set to Jones. Jones with the attack. It won't go. Picked up in the back row. They set it to Gatula. Just puts a free ball across. Wessengard with the attack error. Doesn't go into the net. And the point to Pawnee City. Tell you what, this is going to be a battle all afternoon here. You can see that. Irish lead now down to 2 at 12-10. Serving for the Indians is Shayla Puhala. Witt has to bring it back to Wessengard with a free ball. Wessengard couldn't dip it across. It goes out on the left line. Point goes to Pawnee City. Your Indians are back within one now at 12-11. Back serving for Pawnee City again is Shayla Puhala. There's Witt with a set to Jones. Jones flips it across the net to Gatula. Set to Gatula on the attack. Gatula, back row. That one's picked up by Courtney. Now they set Jones. Jones with the kill. Kelly Jones, her seventh kill of the afternoon. Pawnee City Indians volleyball brought to you in part by the Brown Jug in Pawnee City. Say thanks to Angie if you enjoy this coverage of Pawnee City Volleyball. There's the Indians, Gatula. Emily's Gatula with a little dink. And a tip over the net on the far side. That was effortless by Kemper Sipple, and Sipple ends up with a kill as a result of it. All right, back serving once again for the Irish is Dorothy Krause. 14-11, Irish up by three now. There's a swing on the far side, put down by Plager, and she'll get the kill. Haley Plager starting today in place of Maddie Osborne, who's not here this afternoon. And Plager picks up her second kill of the afternoon. 14-12, your score. Pawnee City down by two. They drop set number one, 29-27 to the Irish. D.C. Witt, the setter, sets it to the near side. Here's a huge attack, and too long. Big swing by Kemper Sipple. Sipple needs to just take a little bit of gunpowder out of that thing. She's got a great swing, but too powerful, and that one just outside the back line by a matter of inches. There's a service error the other direction from Pawnee City. Not able to clear the net with it there was Kaylee Turnbull, and it'll be point Irish. 15-13, Sacred Heart up by two. Ryan Wessengard serving for the Irish. Wessengard puts it into the back row, deep right side. Set to the middle for Plager. Plager with a big swing. It won't go. Now they'll set it across. On the attack is Aislinn Puhala. Walk right back at her. They try to tip it out. It goes out of bounds off of Pawnee City. And the point goes to the Irish. 16-13. Sacred Heart leading here in set number two now. with Ryan Westengaard serving for the Irish. He serves from the left rear corner as opposed to the right, as most do. Westengaard from this left edge all the way to the back row on the serve. There's a huge attack put across and a kill by Aislinn Puhala. Puhala's first kill of the afternoon. 16-14. Irish up by two. They took set number one, 29-27. Now serving, Emily Skatula. Skatula just long on the back line. Service error for Pawnee City. Skatula comes out, and to replace her comes the libero, Danelle Guerra. 17-14, Irish by three. They lead one set to none. Here in the third place consolation game, Pioneer Conference Tournament. Irish on the service. Into the back row. Set Cisco. Plager puts it across on the attack. Can't get it. Set for Witt. Witt with an attack. It won't go down. Now again they go to Plager. Plager can't get that one. It goes into the net. Hitting error there. Attack error by Haley Plager. Point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart up by four now. 18-14 in the second set. Here's the Irish serve. That's serving is Bailey Limron, by the way. Daisy Witt is going to set it into the middle for Newsbaum, and it's blocked right back. Great job on the block by Addie Cisco for Pawnee City. Back into the lineup for the Indians now. Ainsley Rauner checks in, as does Taylan Bleka. Rauner into serve, just a freshman. 18-15. Irish by three in the second set with Rauner serving for Pawnee City. And that one is just long outside the back line. So very close. Just a matter of an inch or two there for Rauner. Point goes to the Irish. So now, Sacred Heart hoping to become the first team to 20 here. They're up 19-15. Serving for the Irish is Emerson Courtney. Courtney, they'll set it to the middle. Looking for Cisco. Free ball comes across. Witt on the set. Sets for Krause. Krause can't get under it. That'll be four hits. And the point goes to Pawnee City. Back off the bench for the Indians. Kinsley Benson checks in. Benson checks in, replacing Kaylee Turnbull. Benson to play the front row. Now serving, Aislinn Puhala for Pawnee City. Irish up by 3, 19-16. Courtney receives the serve in the back row. Newsbaum tips it over and got it down. The kill will go to Isabel Newsbaum. Her third kill of the set. Fourth kill of the match now for the junior. Isabel Newsbaum. Newsbaum will go back to serve. Irish are the first to 20 here. 20-16. Sacred Heart up by four with Isabel Newsbaum serving. Newsbaum serve. Back row picked up by Benson. They pass it over to Cisco. Back to Benson. Benson with the attack. Free ball put across. They'll set it to the backside. A free ball back to the Irish. Courtney passes to Witt. Witt with a set to Krause. Krause on the attack. Off the block. It's out. And the point. Oh, wait a minute. That was off a block and out. Somebody must have got into the net here. Okay, point goes to Pawnee City, 20-17. Indians get the point. Serving, Danelle Guerra. There's Guerra's serve into the net, service error. We've seen quite a bit of that this afternoon on both sides. It seemed to come at the critical moments, those service errors. Here's Jones back into the lineup for the Irish, replacing Bailey Limrod. 21-17, Irish by four in set number two. They took set number one. Gatula with the attack for Pawnee City. Jones is there to receive it. Set goes across to the far side to Krause, and the point goes to the Irish. Boy, Krause was well over that net. Krause is going to get the kill. That is her second of the set, fourth of the match. The Irish are up 22-17. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Couture. We're back with you here at Wymore Southern High School, 22-17. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Pawnee City Indians here in set number two. The Irish took the first set, 29-27. This is the third-place consolation game of the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. Up next after this, and it'll be Johnson Brock and the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend playing for the Pioneer Championship. We'll be right on hand here for live coverage of that one also. All right, Irish serving. Daisy Witt at the service line for Sacred Heart, up 22-17. Oh, mishandled by Benson. It'll be an ace serve. Her second ace for Daisy Witt. She's had a good afternoon. 5 kills and 2 ace services so far. Not to mention all those assists on the sets here. Daisy Witt, second serve to the back row. Benson picks this one up. They pass it back to Benson. On the attack is Benson out of the back row. Right side, Jones with the attack, and that one is going to be out, just wide to the left. Jones tried to put that down the left side, just inside the antenna, but it went out to the left side. Haley Plager checks back into the lineup. Plager in replacing Browner. In serving now for Pawnee City is Shayla Puhala. 23-18, Irish by 5, Puhala. Western Guard receives in the back row. They set Western Guard with the swing. Western Guard with the kill. Nice job there by Ryan Westengard, her second kill of the afternoon. This is set point, Sacred Heart, 24-18, set point the Irish. Dorothy Krause serving for Sacred Heart, clears the net, back row, Puhala with the set to the near side to Plager. Plager put it across, set to Jones, Jones for the set, couldn't get it on the attack. Picked up in the back row by Gira. Now a free ball comes back to the Irish, it'll be out, and there's the set. Irish takes set number two. 25-18. Irish go up now 2-0 here in the consolation game. We're going to take a 2-minute break. Be back after this 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Tele Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Southern High School. We're here in Wymore, getting ready for set number three of the third place consolation game of this 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. Randy Gatula is my name, describing the play-by-play here in Wymore. Kurt Kilman is manning the control board back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. After this match, we will have the championship. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be taking on the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend. Don't know if it's an omen or not, but I saw a beautiful bald eagle on my drive out here this morning over by Lewiston, sitting on top of a power pole, just majestically watching the traffic go by. The eagle. Beautiful bird. See more of those around the neighborhood than we used to. All right, getting set to move into sign number three, brought to you in part by Nemahawk County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Metzger Construction, as well as W7 Design in Fall City, and by the Little Brown Jug, Angie at Pawnee City, helping to bring you this volleyball coverage. All right, Irish up 2-0. Pawnee City will serve as we move into the third set of this consolation game. In to serve for the Indians is Shayla Fulhalla. Krauts, Courtney, and Nussbaum are in the back row to receive this set. Oh, we had a little one, a little toddler got out here onto the floor. Can't be more than a year old. Wandered out onto the playing surface. All right, now we're ready to get underway. Courtney puts a free ball back across on the receive of the serve. There's a swing by Benson, blocked nicely by Westengaard. Westengaard got an overpass and got the kill. Ryan Westengaard picks up her third kill of the afternoon. She has a pair of aces also. So the Irish get the first point of set number three. It'll be Dacey Witt in serving now for Sacred Heart. Witt with the service. Back row picked up by Gira. They pass it forward. Playgirl tries to put a free ball over and can't. And the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart go up 2-0. They took the first two sets, 29-27 and 25-18. Irish looking to wrap it up in three here for the third place consolation. A.C. Witt on the serve. Fulhalla with a set to the middle to Gatula. Gatula with a big swing. Dug out in the back row by Courtney. Now Jones with the attack for the Irish. It's picked up in the back row. Here's Kinley Benson with a swing. And Benson's going to get the kill. Kinley Benson with her fifth kill of the match here. Got that one from the left side antenna. Back serving now is Kinley Benson. Benson served for Pawnee City. Nussbaum with the pass comes to Jones. Back it goes Kraus. Kraus has to put a free ball over. Set into the middle. Dipped over by Fulhalla. Doesn't go. There's Westengaard. Westengaard with a tip. And, well, that's just three hits. Yeah, that's four hits. I thought so. Westengaard will get the kill. Her fourth of the afternoon. Dorothy Kraus back to serve for the Irish now. Kraus serving. Back row, Fulhalla picks it up, puts it forward. There's a swing by Flager. Down, that's Gatula got the kill that time. Emily Gatula with her fifth kill of the afternoon for the Indians. Makes it 3-2, Sacred Heart up by one. Here in set number three, Emily Gatula serving. Gatula, a junior outside hitter for the Indians. Gatula comes forward with a jump serve. Drops it short just over the net. Picked up nicely. Here's a set to Jones. Jones with a little dink over the net. Just a tip. Now Plager on a swing on the attack in the back row. They pass it forward. Jones with the swing off the block. Jones will get the kill. Holly Jones has the kill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 8 kills this afternoon for Jones. And that puts the Irish up 4-2 now. Sacred Heart leading Pawnee City in this third set. Ryan Westengaard serving for the Irish. Westengaard serve, not able to handle in the back row. It'll be an ace serve. Her third of the afternoon. Westengaard has 4 kills and 3 aces in the match thus far. The bench here, composed of mostly freshmen. Boy, there are a lot of freshmen on this team. They're going to have a powerful group here in a couple of years. Westengaard swing to the back row on the serve. They're going to set it across on the far side. The attack by Axel Fulhalla. An overpass. There's a... Sisko was waiting for the overpass and got the kill. Addie Sisko's third kill. Addie, a junior outside hitter. Drop that one down. Well, somewhere we have someone on the line with us here. I'm going to have to... Someone is... This is a radio broadcast of volleyball. Hello? All right. There's a swing on the right side for Isabel Newsbaum, and Newsbaum gets the kill. We're going to check in with Kurt Kilman. Kurt, are you hearing the conversation on our line? All right, thank you. Well, that's not on the air. I have, no, I'm not losing it, folks. I have a voice in my ear here at Southern. That's, wonder how that can happen on a cell phone. That's a new one. All right, here the ball's going to get back. A safe free ball comes across. Westengaard gets it forward. Here's a set. A tip over the net by Newsbaum. Won't go. Newsbaum with a block on Cisco. Free ball comes back once again, and it's going to go out. Point goes to the Irish. We apologize for that confusion, but somehow, some way, we had a conversation, a couple of ladies speaking in my ear, just like a regular telephone conversation. They went away when I told them what I was doing, so we apologize for that. Unfortunately, that was not on the air, I don't think. Cisco with the swing at the net. All right, thank you. Very good. Again, Cisco got it. They dug it out in the back. Now set to the near side. There's a swing and a kill by Taylan Blecha. You talk about distracting here. I'll tell you, you're calling a ball game, Kurt, and all of a sudden a pair of ladies are having a conversation in my headsets with me here. That has never happened before on using cell service. That is a first for me. All right, serving for Bonnie City is Ashlyn Puhala. Puhala service into the net. Service error. Point goes to the Irish. That makes the score Sacred Heart 8 and Pawnee City 4. Here in set number 3, the Irish lead it 2-0. Serving for Sacred Heart is Emerson Courtney. Courtney serving. Set at the net. Tipped across. Won't draw it down for Black on the attack. Again, they'll reset it. This time it'll be Benson with the kill from the left elbow. Benson was right out there by the antenna, barely got it inside, got it down for the kill, and for Kinley Benson, that is 6 kills this afternoon. Pawnee City back within 3 now at 8-5, and serving is Danelle Gira. Gira serving from the back line, lobs it across, picks up at the front row, they put it to Witt, Witt with a set to Newsbaum, and Newsbaum just long, outside, wide left. Newsbaum's got a beautiful swing. She really puts it across there with some velocity, but once in a while, just a little bit long. All right, serving is Gira. Gira's service. Westengaard back row pass to Witt. Witt with the set. There's a swing from Witt and too long. Point goes to Pawnee City. Indians back within 1 now at 8-7. 8-7. Pawnee City down by 1. They trail 2-0. Danelle Gira is serving. Back row, Westengaard receives the serve. Passes forward to Witt. Witt with a swing. It won't drop. Now they set it on the near side. Long, tough swing goes across by Taylan Blecha. Returned and the ball is just in. Point goes to the Irish. Irish get the point. 9-7 now. Sacred Heart up by 2 in this third set, leading 2-0. Have a momentary pause in play here as the Bobcats from Exeter Milligan Friend have just arrived, and they're all filing through the gymnasium headed toward the locker room, so they're just holding up play for a minute to let them make their way across the locker room to the far dressing room down here. Here's Westengaard to serve to the back row deep. Dug out back there. They're going to set it to Benson. Kinley Benson's attack won't go down. Now to the near side to Dorothy Krause. Krause with a swing. Couldn't get it to fall. And again, Benson, they put a free ball across. Westengaard goes to Witt. Witt to Westengaard for the tip. Westengaard can't get it. Now a big swing by Benson. Blocked back nicely by Westengaard. Westengaard with the block as Kinley Benson on the attack. Got it blocked back at her. The point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart goes up 10-7. Irish up by 3. They lead 2-0 here. Third place consolation game, Pioneer Conference. Westengaard service to the back row picked up by Benson. There's a set. A big attack by Taylan Blecha. It's too long. It's out. Attack error by Blecha. 11-7. Irish by 4 now. Serving for Sacred Heart, Isabel Newsbaum, the 5'8 junior. Here's Newsbaum's jump serve. Received in the back row. They pass it forward. Newsbaum with a return. Now to the near side, Dorothy Krause. Dorothy Krause puts it down for the kill. Dorothy Krause with her fifth kill of the afternoon, first kill of the set. Irish opening up a lead here now, up 12-7. 5-point Irish lead. They lead it 2-0. Serving for the Irish is Isabel Nussbaum. Nussbaum. Oh, made a tough-to-handle serve in the back row. Here's a big swing by Gatula. Dug out in the back row. Witt tries to dip it down. Gatula with the save. Back to the near side. Here's a free ball put back by Taylan Blacka. Again, they set it forward. This time they try for the kill by Westengaard. Can't get it. There's Benson with a little tip over the net. That doesn't drop. Back and forth, and now it's going to come down on the Pawnee City side, and the point goes to Irish. Sacred Heart, biggest lead of the set so far, up by 6 now, 13-7. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick-to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Sunny 101.3.
Sacred Heart Irish up 13-7 over the Pawnee City Indians. And this the third set of the third place consolation game of the Pioneer Tournament. Irish took the first one. It was a squeaker, 29-27. They won set number two, 25-18. Back on September 23rd, Sacred Heart took the best of three, a 2-1 win over Pawnee City when they met in the regular season. Now the Irish trying to close this thing out for the third place honors. Isabel Nussbaum serving out of the timeout. It's going to be a service error. Long on the back line. It went out. And the point goes to Pawnee City. 13-8 now. Indians down by 5. Do or die this set for Pawnee City. They trail 2-0. Serving for the Indians is Shayla Puhala. Puhala's service to the back row. Courtney picks it up. Passes forward to Witt. Witt with the attempt to tip it over and got the kill. Stacy Witt with the kill, her sixth of the afternoon. In to serve now will be Witt. She'll come with that jump serve from the left rear corner. Puts it to the right rear corner on Pawnee City's side. Here's a set for Benson. Benson too strong, put it off the back line, an attack error, and the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart Irish, Pawnee City Indians, live this afternoon in Wymore, Nebraska, Southern High School. Back to serve is Daisy Witt. Witt serves deep to the left and overpass, picked up by Westengaard. Back to Witt. Witt will set it to the near side to Jones. We got a lane violation, or a net violation, rather, and a point goes to the Irish. I want to say thanks to Jeff Murphy and all the folks here at Wymore Southern High School for the wonderful hospitality that we receive whenever we come here. Hospitality rooms, Sloppy Joe sandwiches, potato salad, plenty of bottled water and soda. They really take great care of us here at Wymore. We like to come here. Pawnee City tried to put the set to Gatula, went off the hand of Shayla Puhala. She just mishandled the set, and the point goes to the Irish. Sacred Heart has opened up a 9-point advantage here now, trying to close this thing out. They're up 17-8. Daisy Witt to serve for the Irish. They'll set it in the middle. There's the swing by Benson, picked up by Westengaard in the back row. Now Westengaard on the swing on the attack. It doesn't go. Dug out nicely. There's Kinley Benson with a huge swing. Big arm there, wouldn't put it. Jones is going to get a shot at it. Jones couldn't get it down. Now again, they'll set it across. Krause sets it in the middle for Westengaard. Westengaard is going to get the kill. She did. Westengaard got it to go off one of the blockers. Then they tried to chase it down. Ryan Westengaard has had a good afternoon. I've got her with 3 ace serves and 5 kills for the Irish. And now Sacred Heart in command here. 19-8. They're up by 11 with Daisy Witt serving for the Irish. Witt to the back row. Picked up by Gira. They pass it forward. Here's the attack by Ashlyn Puhala. Dug out of the back row by Courtney. There's Jones with a tip and got it across. Ellie Jones with the kill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 9 kills this afternoon, unofficially. Timeout, Pawnee City, 19-8. Irish lead it. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Sunny 101.3.
Sacred Heart Irish leading Pawnee City 19-8 here in set number 3. The Irish are up 2-0. 20 minutes after this one wraps up, we'll have Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friend playing for the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Live coverage of that one will begin approximately 20 minutes after this one wraps up. Irish trying to close it out now with an 11-point lead. Here's Witt served to the back row. They'll set it to Gatula in the middle. And Gatula with a huge swing. Nice job there by Emily Gatula. She has 6 kills this afternoon. She just overpowered the blockers that time and put it right through them off the touch. Kinsley Benson serving now for the Indians. Here's Benson's jump serve. Oh, into the net. It's going to be a service error for Kinsley Benson. She'll come out of the lineup now and in to replace her. Checking in for Pawnee City is Gira. Brianna Gira, I believe that one is. Back to serve here is Dorothy Krause. They'll set it to the left side. The attack over there by Aislinn Puhala. Blocked back at her. Great job on the block across the way. I believe getting that block was Kemper Sipple, the freshman. She seems awfully happy about it. If it wasn't her, I'm not sure. She's either very happy for her teammate or pleased with herself, but I think Sipple's the one that got that block. 21-9 now. Irish four away from the third place finish here in the tournament. Into the middle. That's Prager with a swing, and it's a little too strong. Goes out on the back line, so the point goes to the Irish. 22-9. Sacred Heart up now, 22-9. Dorothy Krause serving. The official stops things for just a minute. Oh, wait a minute. We've got an overrule. They're going to say there was a touch, and that'll reverse a couple of points. Boy, it took them a long time to change their mind. All right, 21-10. 21-10 Irish lead, and now serving is Gatula. Emily Gatula on the serve. Into the middle, they set Jones. Jones with a tip over the net. No big swing, just tipped it. There's Sisko with a swing and a nice block by Westengaard. Ryan Westengaard blocked that swing by Addie Sisko. Got it back on Sisko's side to drop. And now it's 22-10. Irish are 3 away. With Ryan Westengaard serving for Sacred Heart. Westengaard service, back row, picked up by Gira. They set it to Sisko with a tip. Now they're going to come and set Jones on the near side. Allie Jones with a swing to the back corner, got it. Jones with the kill. I think that's 10 for her. 22-11, Irish 3 away from the third place in the tournament here at the Pioneer Conference. Serving for Pawnee City is Rauner, the freshman. Back to serve with her jump serve back row. Rauner puts it into the back to Krause. Krause couldn't handle it. Ace serve for Rauner, her second ace of the afternoon. 22-12. The lead is 10. Irish are just 3 away. Serving, Rauner for Pawnee City. Back row again. This time got it in. Another ace serve. Rauner's trying to single-handedly bring Pawnee City back into this thing. Still down by 9, 22-13. Irish just 3 points away. They lead it 2-0. Rauner in to serve. She's just a freshman. A lot of young players on the floor out here. There's Rauner's swing. And this one is just long. Dorothy Krause almost played that at the last moment. I think Ryan Westengaard said, no, don't do that. And Dorothy pulled away from it. It was long. It was out by a couple of feet. So now Bailey Lemrond, another freshman, comes in to serve for the Irish. Two away, 23-13. Lemron serve. This is going to be a jump serve from the corner to the back row. Gira picks it up. Passes it forward. Sets to the near side. Here's a long swing to the back row. Kraus passes forward to Witt. Witt will set it to the near side. Witt with a swing. Couldn't get it down. Across way, there's an attack and a kill by Ashlyn Pujala. Ashlyn Pujala with the kill. Pawnee City does not want to go away here. 23-14. Irish 2 points away. Checking back in is Kinsley Benson. Benson in replacing Breonna Gira. Serving for Pawnee City, Ashlyn Pujala, sophomore. 23-14, Irish, 2 points away. Ashlyn Pujala on the serve to the back row. Kraus receives it, passes forward to Witt. Oh, a little bit of a miscue. Westengaard puts a free ball across the net. Now Sisko with a tip and dropped it in. Sisko found the opening, dropped it in the donut hole, as we call it. Pawnee City, just persistent here. It's 23-15, still down to 8, but the Indians just keep hacking away at that Irish lead. Serving is Ashlyn Pujala for the Indians. Kraus receives it, passes it forward. Here's Witt with a swing. Oh, it's Newsbaum. It won't go down. Now the ball put back across by Sisko. Westengaard passes it forward. They see Witt on the attack. It's blocked back and out off the block, and the point goes to the Irish. Set point, match point for the Irish. 24-15. Serving for Sacred Heart, Emerson Courtney. This is match point coming up. Courtney to the back row. They'll set it into the middle. There's a little dip across from the near side. Free ball put across by Witt, and it goes down. Witt gets the kill, and that is the match. 25-15 will be our final. Sacred Heart takes it in three. The scores 29-27, 25-18, and 25-15. The Sacred Heart Irish take third place honors of the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. We're going to be stepping aside for about 20 or 25 minutes here, and then we're going to be back with the championship match between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the EMF Bobcats. Keep your radio dialed right here to Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back with you, I'm guessing, our pregame show in about 20 minutes. So don't go away. Watch more volleyball coming up in about 20 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.